Vancouver firefighters battled two blazes in the city over the weekend that spread due to wind. On Saturday, June 3, Vancouver Fire and Rescue Services, VFRS, received a call just after 3:30 p.m. about a fire at the Oak Ridge construction site at West 41st Avenue along Cambie Street, according to Captain of Fire Investigations Ference Schmidt. The Oak Ridge Center currently has a mix of shops, services, offices, and community and residential space, and a large portion of is under construction for a 10-year redevelopment project. The area that was involved in the fire had a waterproof mat covering the ground on the concrete, and the only source of ignition was power tools with rechargeable batteries, he told VIA. The batteries were contained in a metal box, which ignited the fire. However, they were damaged beyond recognition, and it would take more forensic investigation to determine if they were lithium-ion batteries, explained the fire inspector. The area involved in the accidental fire was 2,600 square feet or, about the size of a medium garage, and most of the damage was to the waterproof membrane of the construction site. There was no structural damage, said Schmidt. Heavy winds from the southwest helped the fire spread, he added. 36 firefighters and 18 fire apparatus were dispatched to the second alarm fire, and they were able to knock it down quickly. No injuries were reported. Video of the fire shows massive plumes of smoke billowing up from a building. Hashtag Oak Ridge, hashtag Vancouver, hashtag Oak Ridge Mall, hashtag fire, hashtag Vancouver fire. Firepick.twitter.com/YJCello19PD. Speed of dollar cents. At Toxitron, June 3, 2023. Vancouver fire at a residential building late Sunday night. 25 Vancouver firefighters were also dispatched to a first alarm fire at the 2500 block of Turner Street at 11:09 p.m. on Sunday night. A witness observed someone with a small fire in a barrel in their backyard and phoned the VFRS. The individual that started the fire also made a call after winds gusting 19 kilometers per hour blew some embers onto recycling material under their stairs that acted as kindling, Schmidt explained. We aren't supposed to be having fires, only for cooking, according to city bylaws, he underscored. While there was considerable damage to the stairs of the residence, no injuries were reported, and the fire crews knocked the blaze down quickly.